I invite you to listen then to the scripture lessons for this, the sixth Sunday after Epiphany. We'll look first of all at the Old Testament book of Jeremiah once again. Recall we had a sermon about Jeremiah just a few weeks ago where we had his induction into his office as prophet, his reluctance at that point in time, and yet the Lord continued to remind him that he would be with him, would strengthen him and enable him to do that work that the Lord had called him to do. And this is one of the things that he is called to do, to lay down curses upon those who do not follow the will and word of God, but blessings upon those who trust in him. Jeremiah chapter 17, starting at verse 5. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is anyone who trusts in mankind, who seeks his strength from human flesh, and who turns his heart away from the Lord. He will be like a juniper bush in the wasteland. He will not see good things when they come. He lives in a dry place in the wilderness, in a salty land where no one lives. But blessed is anyone who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends out its roots to the stream. It does not fear the heat when it comes. Its leaves will remain green. It is not concerned about a time of drought. It does not stop producing fruit. Our first lesson. Take the red hymnal now and open to page 64 in the front. We'll join to sing the psalm for today. Psalm 1 from the red hymnal, page 64. Second lesson this morning also serves as a sermon text for today. It's taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. In chapter 12, we start at verse 7. Apostle Paul writes, "Therefore, to keep me from becoming arrogant due to the extraordinary nature of these revelations, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me so that I would not become arrogant. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that he would take it away from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, because my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will be glad to boast all the more in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may shelter me. That is why I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong.'" Our second lesson. The verse for today. Alleluia. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. Let us arise now out of respect for the Gospel. Gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of Luke. Today in chapter 6, we'll start at verse 17. We have Luke's account of what sounds very similar to the Sermon on the Mount that Matthew records in his Gospel. We're told he, that is Jesus, went down with them and stood on a level place with a large crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, as well as from the coastal regions of Tyre and Sidon. These people came to listen to him and to be healed of their diseases. Those who were troubled by unclean spirits were also cured. The whole crowd kept trying to touch him, because power was going out from him and healing them all. He lifted up his eyes to his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, because yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, because you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, because you will laugh. Blessed are you whenever people hate you and whenever they exclude and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy because of this. Your reward is great in heaven. The fact is, their fathers constantly did the same things to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, because you are receiving your comfort now. Woe to you who are well fed now, because you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, because you will be mourning and weeping. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, because that is how their fathers constantly treated the false prophets. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to you.
Be seated. The sermon hymn then is number 446 from the Red Hymnal, 446 from the Red Hymnal.